Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Chris Godez and Wes, the After Hours Podcast. Get ready to laugh. It's time for the After Hours Podcast.
So I know these guys have been getting a lot of direction from our boss about you got to get Wes on the air more. You got to make sure that he's involved with the show more on the air. I was giving a mandate yesterday, from our boss that Pidge needs to be more involved with things. So we're going to kick it off today with you, Pidge. And
not a good idea.
It's always a good idea. Pidge has the best stories.
You've got the worst news ever. You're losing your favorite place. It's going to cost you your favorite place. You got this news from your girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a tough one, buddy. I'm sorry.
No. You're new. Thank you. Des, I don't know if you even know this yet, but
I'm here for you.
You do know my love for Olive Garden.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
And Wes, your favorite meal.
And my favorite meal is noodles with red sauce. Shrimp, if possible, which Olive Garden makes that possible.
But. Yeah, you're allowed to have that face, Wes.
Yeah.
Shrimp,
no.
Red sauce, and pasta.
Now, let me preface it with saying Pidge has the right to like and enjoy whatever he wants.
Thank you.
But...
I'm going to judge.
Yeah. Judge the hell out of it. Yeah. Now, you can love whatever you want. Thank you. Can judge whatever we want. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird combo.
I don't get what's wrong with it. Like,
it's just red sauce. You can do whatever you want. I want to say that again. Shrimp doesn't typically go with like a red sauce and noodles.
They have one. Sure, I've gotten it at Olive Garden, and it's shrimp, chicken, pasta, and I don't know what the sauce
Alfredo,
is.
Alfredo, probably.
It's not
Alfredo. It's like I feel like it's an Italian
pesto or something.
Like a rustica, like a red cream sauce?
No, it's not a red sauce. I know it's not red, but I know they have one.
Like a buttery, I think I've had that. It's like a buttery, like lemon type of a thing. Yeah.
Yes. Boy, wine. Leave it to this show to be able to break down every sauce. No, I think it's that 30% olive oil one with a bit of rosemary in there.
Some shallots.
And we would do like quarterly meetings here, and they specifically picked Olive Garden one time. For me. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because we got the endless breadsticks and salad, you know, or soup or whatever.
Yeah, we did.
And we crushed it. And our waitress, it was so funny because we're like, yeah, we'll take two more. And she laughed and we're like, no, we'll take two more, actually, please.
Like of the whole bowls of salad.
The whole bowls of salad, yeah. Because I can eat like two bowls myself, and that's not a joke. But anyway, so...
Can I pause you real quick on there? Because I want to get to the story, but I did work at a Ciotti's. Remember Ciotti's?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do remember this.
And I was poor. I had just started out in radio. I was poor. I lived on, because they would let the employees take breadsticks and salad home every day. I lived on that for like 9 months of my life. That's all I had to eat.
So do you hate that now? Salad and breadsticks? I love salad and breadsticks.
All right. Mm. Anyway, back to your regularly scheduled program.
So anyway, my girlfriend Sammy and I were talking this past weekend. And
be brave. You got this.
Another story. This is something.
Should I come? Do you want to sit on mama's lap?
Don't offer him that. He's
good. Crisco does.
I'm coming over.
No, you don't need to be helped. Oh, God.
Come here.
Help.
Come on.
Ah! Come here. No, buddy. There we go. Buddy. Oh, my God.
Hold on. I need a picture of this live. Go on with your story, Pidge.
I'm trying to hold him.
Pidge, talk.
No, I just wanted to. Anyway, my question actually was, Des, do you want to sit on Pidge's lap? But
no, Des, I've heard about the other.
I love
Pidge.
Pidge has one assignment. Talk. And
anyway,
like, go ahead.
I figured I'd give you guys. Anyway, it's a fairly simple story, yet a tragic, huge thing in my life. Where Sammy's like, you know, we want to go. I want to go on more dates and yada yada yada, all that boring stuff. And I said, okay, let's go.
We're gonna get into that more on the show tomorrow.
Let's go to Olive Garden. And she said, Do you not remember me telling you I broke up with my last boyfriend because we went to Olive Garden too much? He kept taking me to Olive Garden too often. And I said, what? This is news to me. She's like, no, I've told you this like multiple times. And I'm like, I don't think so, because this sticks with me. Because Olive Garden is quite literally my favorite place in the world. And I could go there every single day. Mm. And now she's telling me she will break up with me if we haven't been to Olive Garden in probably 2 to 3 days. Months, but
do you think she made it up? Because she's like, I'm so sick of going there all the time.
Yeah.
Because it is amazing. Who doesn't want, I could go but there
you,
today.
But you don't want to go there every day. I mean, like for me, once a quarter, perhaps. I mean, I did have it for River's birthday, which was delicious. I'm not going to lie. But
I mean, not every couple days. And I know you. You order it. You're shrimp
and red sauce.
What was that? That was a terrible pitch.
Close impression. Well, I don't think I've been to Olive Garden since all of us went. So
did
I haven't
you
even
say, let's pound this out over like I don't know some Olive Garden to go.
Right. That's the best is Olive Garden to go. Because they give you full anyway.
They do.
So
they
anyway,
give you a nice salad.
Wes, the big deal in my life is my girlfriend telling me she will break up with me if we go to Olive Garden anytime in the near future, pretty much.
Well, then maybe don't bring her to Olive Garden.
Fine. I won't bring her. I'll just go by myself.
Well, go with us. We'll go with you one time a quarter.
Really?
Uh-huh. I'd love to pound through one of those yummy soups. And
I know Crisco will go with me more than once a quarter.
I'll go more than once a quarter.
But that being said, if he uses us and we go to Olive Garden with him, is he going to cut out the date with his girlfriend? That's what I'm worried about. Well, that he's going to be like, well, I can't afford to go out to eat again because I went out to eat with the morning crew.
Mm-hmm. You have no idea, Wes, what Pidge is capable of on his own on his own time, because it is crazy. You went to, I think it was like, it was a restaurant in Minneapolis and it was whatever, but I think after meal, drinks, they got an appetizer and an all-you-can-eat, like, endless meat buffet, basically.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember this? And what was it like? And I don't want to say it wrong because he'll get mad at me. Was it like 200 and something?
No.
Or 180 or something?
No, it was like four.
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 For two people.
400.
It was our anniversary, but...
But they went to a place where everything was included in one price. Was it like 40 bucks or 50?
No, it's like 70.
70, yeah, but it's so like it's expensive already. But it's all the meat you can eat. Sure. And it's got little appetizers, these yummy little bread, like cheesy
salad
things.
Bar.
Huge salad bar.
So like
everything.
A Brazilian steakhouse.
Exactly.
Okay.
Brazilian steakhouse.
So then this included drinks, and then they got, no disrespect, they got dessert. So they had all the stuff.
But they ordered like appetizers.
A couple drinks, and I think Pork Pidge ordered like a $20 drink and didn't like it.
It was the most disgusting drink I've ever had.
And so he's spending $20 on a drink, and then the next thing you know, it was like $400 with tip, and it was like... 2 hours, and of course, he has the weirdest schedule, because you know he loves to sleep on the weekends. And what time did you guys have that dinner date at?
Probably like 10 to 11. We just made it in before they closed.
Uh-huh.
But,
That's why, I mean, sure she did, but I mean, that's the kind of romance you get when you date a pigeon.
Yeah. Nothing says romance like leftover meat at the end of the night where they're like, I don't know what we have left.
Give it to them.
Spoil her. And I will, I do. I don't move, but I'll just toss out money like, keep her happy. Money and food. She's happy. That's all I have to do.
Oh, my God. But you get paid in pickles.
Food and pickles. Food. Pretty much. This is going to come out wrong, but I've called all people like a garbage disposal, where she is the tiniest thing. We were just talking about this.
She is itty-bitty and adorable.
But somehow she can just, like, keep going. And it's funny. I'll come home after work.
So flattering.
And sneak into bed, and she'll, like a hound dog, just be like, and roll over. And she doesn't ask for anything. She just will keep every so often looking at me, you know, until finally I go, did you want some? Yeah. And I go,
wait, you got into bed with food?
That's his only place he
eats.
Do
you not know this?
He eats all of his meals in bed. Here's my bigger question while you process that. Let that, like, digest
for
a second.
This is too much for poor Wes at one time.
I have to
ask Wes. His mind
is
blown.
I have to ask Wes this same question. How does it work in your home with you and your wife? If you knew your wife was at home and you stopped and got lunch, if you didn't call and ask her to get something, would that be like, oh my God, she's going to kill you or she's pissed? Or would she be like, oh, what'd you get?
I told you my wife is Italian and Mexican. I would get shanked with something. She'd be like, are you kidding me? You stopped and got something and did not get something for me or call me.
And asked.
But even if I call and ask, sometimes she'll be like, no, it's okay. But then she's going to eat half of what I brought.
So you always know you get something else.
I get something for her anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a rule. And that doesn't always happen with poor Pidge.
No, it happened once. And this pisses me off because
she'll
go wherever she wants and not get me. I don't want to swear. Every time we go downstairs... I get gigantic salads. I have to lie for the most part because I'm like, oh, I have to bring this home for my girlfriend too. But it's really just me getting gigantic salads. But now,
what?
Anytime
we had no idea.
No,
you're really tricking us. Oh my God.
I have to call her, text her, or just order some random thing because she's like, you know, I'll eat anything.
Oh my God! What sorry. We are on the podcast right
what
now.
What just happened?
Right now,
buddy.
I got overlogged in like. Can we cut that out? I'm sorry, I could not talk.
That has to stay.
I don't want to talk this much, guys.
I agree.
I like it. I'm learning so much. I like this.
No, but I literally eat every meal in bed. Literally. Like, I'll graze and then meals in bed.
And where are your snacks placed?
All over the house, right next to my bed.
Hidden from Sammy.
Yeah, they're hidden all over the house.
My favorite is, you know, the fruit snack gushers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine having a bowl of gushers? Now, you'd think, oh, my God, a bowl of different packs of gushers. No. One step further, to help him eat them in the middle of the night when he wakes up, because this is my favorite human being ever, they are a bowl of gushers that he has individually ripped the packs open and poured them into a bowl. So, like a bowl of M&Ms, he can grab a handful, pop them in while he goes to the bathroom, go back to bed, he's good to go.
They don't get hard?
Well,
he might like them hard.
I guess.
That's, I love
going
them.
Hard, come out soft, I think is the whole point of that.
Oh,
of the gushers. Oh, that sounds bad too.
It does. Yeah.
I live a life of elegance and lavish, and I'm sorry, sue me. I have bowls of gushers sitting everywhere in my house, literally, and sixlets. And
Sixlets. Yeah. It's a candy from our childhood. Yeah. You might not remember it. It's like little like chocolate balls covered in like, it's like an M&M, but they're like little balls, and they would be in a long tube, and you could just take them and pop them out.
You got over them by the time you were like 10.
Sixlets. I don't know why they were like, let's call them sixlets. Right. Probably six colors, I guess. I don't know. I said that like I didn't know. I truly don't know. That sounded so bad. I'm like, I don't know why they call them sixlets. They came out in 1966 or whatever. Reasoning.
And another thing you'll learn about...
Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts, and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Crisco.
Yes, I remember those now. Yeah,
Crisco is like a weird candy aficionado.
Yeah.
Like he knows everything. You could put something in front of him. It could be from the 60s candy. And he takes a bite and he's like, I know it.
Mm-hmm. The white candy bar that came in with silver wrapper.
Mm. That was a Zero bar, wasn't it?
What?
Nobody remembers a Zero except for me. And I brought it up before and people are like, don't remember it.
It was white chocolate
and it was a silver wrapper with blue writing. Yep. Zero. And I think they actually still make them. You can find them every once in a while. You're probably your candy store.
The world's largest candy store in Jordan has them.
Or in Crisco's basement.
Or in my basement. It's not a big deal.
The same goes with fast food. He can tell you anything. Mm-hmm. They're fun games. We do them every so often just to test him, and it's incredible.
It really, incredibly crazy.
The chicken bacon ranch chalupa from Taco Bell. RIP to the greatest fast food item of all time.
This morning, Crisco and I had a long, in-depth conversation, a very intimate conversation between the two of us about our favorite fast food burger when Pidge was in the other room and Dez wasn't here yet. And it was like, he's like, so what's your favorite fast food burger? Like Portillo's.
Said, you have to pick one. He said Portillo's. Culver's. Great choice. Culver's.
I've never had that.
You've never had Portillo's?
No, never a burger. I've been there one time and I had like a beef sandwich or something. It was good.
Yeah. Good burgers. Yeah. They're way better burgers than you would think because they're kind of known for their Chicago stuff. They're hot, the beef and the all that stuff, but they're actually really good. So we said if you had to pick one fast food burger or like restaurant burger, what are you going with? And mine would be Culver's / In-N-Out, but there's no In-N-Out here. So
right. Now, does like a Five Guys count for that? Yeah, I love Five Guys.
That's a good burger.
Or even a Smash type of burger. Oh,
for fast food, that's a good burger.
Burgers, yes. Come on.
Oh my God, stop.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I've got it. Did you just get it now?
I wish that would last the whole podcast.
I'm like, what? What do you mean? I was okay.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Found out, Wes not the biggest fan of the Culver's burger. Likes Culver's stuff, but like.
I got PTSD from the Butter Burger, not necessarily Culver's, but the Butter Burger in Milwaukee, because it's such a thing. You know, Culver's is Wisconsin-based. And you go to the restaurants, the local ones there, and they literally give you burgers in a bowl because it has so much butter that the bottom bun...
amazing.
Oh, it just, like, when you see the butter on the... It just grossed me out that I'm like, anytime you say Butter Burger, I'm like, I'm good. It's kind of like yesterday we were talking about pork belly. I'm like, maybe if you renamed it something, I would be more intrigued.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Butter Burger, when you call it that, I'm like, no, I'm good.
Gosh, see, and here I've never noticed it to be soggy by any means.
No, this is not Culver's. It's the local places in Milwaukee that do that.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I could break down any food anytime.
I know. We all can. We're fatties.
Crisco's very good at titillating questions, which he asked when you weren't in here for this pitch. He asked one to Dez and I, and I had a quick response. Dez thought about it.
Like, really fast.
Like, I'm a little weirded out.
How fast
about
I answered this?
Pitch. Your lack of caring.
Should I add the extra element I added or start with the original question?
Not at first.
You, Pidge, can have the exact perfect body you want, perfect weight, perfect muscle, perfect definition, however you want to look forever. Mm. Okay. You can eat whatever you want. You're not going to gain a pound. You're going to stay exactly where you want. Mm-hmm. However, half of your friends are gone out of your life. Not dead. But they're just gone. You don't know who it is. You don't know what friends. It could be all of us. It could be friends you've had for 20 years. Mm-hmm. It could be your buddy you lay in bed with. What's his name? Brad.
Yeah.
Brad. You lay in bed with Brad. You just never know. Could be gone. You'll know they're gone, but they won't know. It will be like you never met. Like Spider-Man to you or something like that. And all of a sudden they're gone.
Mm-hmm. That's the question?
That's the question. Would you do it for the perfect body?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Wes had a different opinion. I know.
It wasn't even out of Crisco's lips. I'm like, yep.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And I'm like, you know why? Because I'm going to be so chiseled, so good looking. I will make millions. People will be lined up to hang out with me.
But they won't be
great new friends.
They won't be your real friends.
Don't care. I like shallow friends. They just tell me how beautiful I am.
And Dez, what was your answer?
I had to think about it because, I mean, how amazing. Eat whatever you want. You know, I mean, because at a certain age, there's a lot of things that are just not working out great.
Yeah.
Could be your swinger commune. It's gone, though.
But it could be my best friends. It could, you know, from Montana, yeah. my oldest best friends. So my answer is no. I'll just be your fat friend, everybody.
I mean, you only see them a couple times a year.
But I mean,
put the risk reward on there. You see them a handful of times, maybe.
But will I be happier just looking good than I would be surrounded by people I know I can call?
Yeah.
They would help me bury a body.
What do you? Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
What do you talk about more than anything, though?
Food
and your body. So I would take my process elimination. I would do it because there are some friends I could be like, see ya, D.
But what if you never get to see? You know, you just said D.
I talk to D four times a year on the regular. Well, Love him.
What if you never get to see me again in Pidge and Wes?
Can I do it today or?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Devin Marshall.
No,
you know
just
I'm
said
kidding.
You take a perfect body over risking me, Desmond.
Wouldn't you also want me to have a perfect body?
No, I want you.
My
I think you're perfect.
The size of your head.
And I love boobs. I
love boobs.
I think you're perfect just the way you are.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now I added the extra element that then made Wes become human again. When I come back down, I said friends and family. It could be any family members. It could be distant cousins you don't
but
ever
you
talk
don't
to, though.
No, it could be your parents. It could be Wes, what did you say?
I said my kids.
Yeah.
My nephew. And then I thought about it more because I usually rapid fire answer and don't think about my answers. As you can see, that's been a life problem for me. But I'm going, my kids and my family might actually choose me. They're like, oh, we want him to have a perfect body and never talk to us again. That'd be kind of cool. My kids are probably like, that's our dad. We just see him on TV. Look how ripped he is. That's cool.
Imagine your wife passes it on for you. She's like, I give mine right over to Wes.
Right.
That's his and see you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it with the family. Like friends, I mean, you get older. Friends go away. I have a friend from childhood that I've had forever.
Yeah.
But friends come and go, except for Pidge. I could never lose him. He means the world to me. And you guys too.
Mm-hmm.
But family, I'm like, that'd be so tough. I would never want to lose connection with Roman. And that would be my luck because I'd be like, oh my God, who did I lose? What crazy family members don't I want my... Oh, it's all the ones I loved, a lot.
What if we did this hypothetically and we put all the names in a hat and you had to choose? And like, that's the one you got to keep or lose.
Oh,
You're like, dang.
I really don't like this game.
I have imagine a, first one out of the game. Taylor. Oh, no.
Taylor's like, yes.
Finally.
Taylor just put his name in every spot. He's like, Taylor.
He spelled it T-A-Y.
A question for Dez specifically. Yes. If you could either have, and I want your honest answer.
Okay.
If you could either have the perfect body, but lose me, or you could have me and stay perfect like you are. Which one would you choose?
Because you say things like that, I choose you.
No, you don't. You would pick them without a doubt.
You say
body.
Things like perfect as you are right now.
You are perfect.
You need people like
How often
that.
Do I tell you you're naturally beautiful?
All the time.
And it's just a fact.
And you have to say that because I am el natural when I come in here.
All natural, baby.
We truly don't know what you look like all dolled up. Yeah. I mean, I
was
think...
just dolled up with you the other day.
You were?
Remember that one time? No.
We did photos. We did photos.
Just kidding.
TV,
you had makeup on there too.
No, I was just a tomato.
That was my favorite part. We watched it back, and Roman's like, "Is Dez that red? I don't understand. Yeah. If Dez is that red?"
Somebody commented on my Facebook like, "Oh, Dez got some sun." I'm like,
"Literally not at all."
Remember last time it was odd. Like that too. We posted pictures. And
it was even worse last time, and I think they had said they'd gotten new lighting, which was weird. I wonder if there's specific, like, I mean, I don't know. I do radio. Wonder if there's specific makeup now that you're supposed to be wearing that like reacts. I need to do some research, but I also get real hot in there, you guys.
We bookended it terribly though, because it was like Ben Lieber looks like a chiseled supermodel, god, and then all of a sudden you got Wes looking like he's been tanning for a month and a half.
and then there's me and you.
Here's all the Billy McMissing a tooth.
You can read the newspaper through you.
Oh my god.
I'm here, everybody. Frisco Dez and Wes. Here we go.
Oh my god.
It was like my whole, I watched it back. I'm like, can we not, please? Why? Whose idea was it? We're trying to introduce Wes to the world. People know me. They don't need to see me looking
but
like
this.
But
they're like, oh, that's
Ben Lieber
like.
Walks over the table and is like, good God. No, sorry, I got stung.
Is this why you guys didn't get invited to Minnesota Live for this Friday with me?
Oh, you got invited to Minnesota Live?
I'm at Minnesota Live on Friday now.
What? Yes, good.
I was going to make a joke. I'll hold my joke. Never mind.
What's your joke? Tell
me. Yeah, you better hold your joke because your girlfriend is the host of it.
Well, still didn't get invited. Is it because you told her on TV that I had a crush on her?
Why is it
on Twin Cities Live? She outed me. I told her in confidence. I go, God, I'm
not
such
in
a
confidence.
Big fan.
You talk about it all the time.
That's in my own personal clubs after work.
I didn't.
Okay?
No, I'm
Can
sorry.
You stop?
You guys tried to do that off air.
This is a wrap.
This is a wrap.
Dez and Wes, the After Hours podcast. After
Hours. Have you ever been on the radio ever?
It's so short.
Do your headphones work?
I just want you guys to know I love you.
Well, we love you. And we also love Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing.
We really do. And they don't make you burp. They'll make you shocked by how affordable their prices are.
And you know what I love? So I got a new home comfort system before Christmas, and I needed one. We'd been putting it off, and Paulo, they're awesome. The professionals have come over and they've been, you know, tuning it up the last couple of years, saying it's going to last a little longer. That's like they were my cheerleaders for my home comfort system. Finally, needed a new one. But I'm loving all the features that come with this amazing new system. I mean, it literally popped up a thing over the weekend that said your filter either needs to be replaced or cleaned. And I'm like, I needed that reminder.
Yes, because, I mean, how many times are like, you just have to replace it 5 times a year or 12 times a year or 2 times a year.
And then you forget.
especially if it's like a farther gap. You're like, did I do that this year? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Apollo is always going to help you out with those little reminders and to let you know if it is time to replace. Apollo always is the place. You can get all of it set up at callapollo.com. That's callapollo.com.